Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. This is the book of Judges, and we're in chapter 16. And there are 31 verses in this chapter. And let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint and to bless the reading. Father, to bless the reading of Your Word. The reading of the Word, which You, Jesus, say is spirit and life. It is also mentioned in the Bible that the Word of God is our sword. And You have set us on this earth to bring about the kingdom of heaven. And we know from Your Word also that it states that every devil in hell is going to try to destroy us so that we, to prevent us from bringing forth the kingdom of heaven on earth. Also in Your prayer, You stated, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on this earth. You want Your will to be done on this earth as it is in the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, You've told us to equip ourselves with arms and armor. The armor, Lord, is the Word, and our arms is the Word. And You are the Word, and Jesus, You are the Word. And the Word is everything. It is the kingdom of heaven. It is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven on earth and in the kingdom of heaven is brought about by the preaching of the Word of God. And being it is that every devil in hell is going to attack us while we're bringing forth by Your Spirit in us the kingdom of heaven on this earth, we need to be fully armed with the Word, and we need to have on the full armor of God, which is to be totally clothed with righteousness. Your Word does not apply to everyone. Lord, I hear, I was just listening to Rod Parsley on the television, where he said that all these promises belong to everybody, everyone out in the world. Everywhere, he's just preaching to everyone in the world. He didn't say that there are conditions or anything to that effect, but we know that Your Word belongs to those who obey Your Word. And Your Word commands us to be totally armed with Your Word and totally armored with Your Word. Put on the full armor of God, the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, to keep our minds stayed upon You, to have our mind filled with Your Word, Your Spirit. Your Word again, You stated, You, Jesus, the Word, You, God, the Word, Jesus, stated that Your Word is spirit and it is life. God's life in our minds and God's life in our spirit. And therefore, Lord, we ask that You impress upon everybody's mind and everyone's spirit in this message that they should be armed and armored with the Word of God. Now, we cannot defend, we cannot bring about Your kingdom or defend it without a sword. And Your Word, as I said, as Your Word says, is also the sword that is given to us to defend the kingdom of God on this earth. This means that we're at war. The Apostle Paul tells us that we are at war, and there isn't anything that we can do about it. The minute we say, yes, Lord, we have joined in the war, the battle between God and Satan for the soul of men and women and children. And therefore, Lord, anyone that doesn't read Your Word or doesn't receive these words is not one of Yours. They don't receive the Word, the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Word. And only those that have the Spirit, the Word of God in them, the same Word, the same Spirit that was in the human body of Christ Jesus that raised Him from the dead. If that same Spirit, that same Word is in us, in our minds and in our spirits, in our souls, then the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same Word that raised Jesus from the dead, shall also raise us from the dead in the last hours, in the last day. Praise the Lord for your Word. Now, Lord, we are commissioned to bring about the kingdom of heaven and to defend that kingdom while we're here on earth. Anyone having a passive attitude about that, about reading, about applying the Word, your Word, to their life every day and throughout all the days, cannot enter the kingdom of heaven because they take too lightly your Word. They take lightly the living God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God and still is God. And this Word came to this world in the form of a human body, completely inside of a human body. And this human body showed us that it's very possible to endure throughout all his life, even to the death of the cross, the persecutions and all the other things that would happen to all the attacks of Satan that were upon him. And now he expects us to be totally equipped with the Word, which is the armor and the arms. And therefore, Lord, we ask that you apply this Word to our spirits and into our minds, so that our mind and our spirits, our soul, our even our flesh becomes one, because your Word mortifies, your Spirit mortifies our flesh, so that we, our entire being, becomes one in obedience to your Word, your Spirit. Now, all those that are led by that Spirit, the Word of God, there'll be no condemnation to them. For there's no condemnation to those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Word, the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord! Amen. Amen! Fight! We've been called to fight, not to be passive. When people bring accusations, against the Lord, you must pick up the double-edged sword and come back. Be led by the Spirit. Have the Word of God, the Spirit of God, so entrenched in you that you don't have to think of what to say, that the Spirit will become rise up in you with a righteous indignation, and you will not hold your tongue, but you will come forth with the things that the Lord wants you to speak. This is the end time, the very end of time, and you'll either do it or you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, anoint these scriptures. Chapter 16 of Judges, the 31 verses, and the entire commentary. Let it sink deep, the message, the application that we're to apply to our lives. Let it be deep into our souls, into our spirits and minds, whatever it is, the lesson. And Lord, that we may stand one more day in your Spirit, in your life, in your Word, eternal life and life more abundantly right here on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I know everybody must have needed that, because the Lord, that was the Lord talking to you, all right? Doesn't make any difference if you like the way I comb my hair, or if the way that, that I look. And you better listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying through me. And through anybody. All right? Okay, now we're going to hear from the Holy Spirit in these words right now. Okay? Judges chapter 16, King James Version, verse 1.
The removing of Gaza's gates by Samson. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot, and went in unto her. Verse 2. And it was told to Gaza, saying, Samson is come hither, and they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, In the morning when it is day, we shall kill him. Verse 3. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of an hill that is before Hebron. Verse 4. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Verse 5. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and said unto her, Entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver.
Samson automatically assumed that it was all right to be with these Philistine women who were actually, all of them are like harlots, just like the women in the United States today. They'll sleep with just anybody, almost, whoever they desire to sleep with. And it's, it was of the Lord for him to infiltrate that area where the Philistines were, because the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ was not living in him, because Christ had not died, went to hell for us, and then ascended out of hell and conquered death, hell, the grave, sin, Satan, and the world. And he had not yet ascended into the kingdom of heaven. And then, from the day of Pentecost, Samson was not there. But the Spirit entered into the people on that day of Pentecost and has been entering into those that want eternal life, those who desire to have life more abundantly here on this earth. And so I don't think that you can do what Samson did here, go into a harlot and go around hookers and to sleep around like the people do today, because it's a different thing, this new covenant that God and his Son, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, which is God himself, are living in us. And it's we are holy temples of the Lord, and we must keep ourselves holy. We can't be fraternizing with our old life or to get involved with any of the things of the world. As a matter of fact, the New Testament tells us to completely consecrate ourselves, separate ourselves from the world. And it tells us not to love the world. Love not the world, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the Lord hates all of those, the lust of the flesh. People lust to lie, they lust to steal, they lust to covet, they lust to commit adultery, fornication. And that's all that is in the world. And we are a new nation of people that are not at all of the world. And Samson, and back in those days, people could, they sinned. But on the other hand, but God had told certain people to do certain things, but that was not to be par for the course. Like he told Hosea to get married to two prostitutes, because polygamy or bigamy was all right in the Old Testament, where people got some of the people that had huge jobs from the Lord, like the psalmist David and Gideon and all others, they had plenty of backup. They needed a lot of helpmates, so the Lord allowed that in the Old Testament. And I see no condemnation on it in the New Testament, if someone could find it. People say, well, the Bible says those that desiring the office of a bishop, let him have one wife. But that's just for those that desire the office of a bishop. But the point is that this, a person that pumps gas, or somebody that, what do they need with more than one wife? Amen?
Yeah.
And what would a person need with more than one wife that is a truck driver? Amen?
Amen.
Or just some servile laborer, some manual laborer type person, or somebody that really isn't that involved, somebody that sharpens lawnmowers. What if he needs somebody to hand him the blades or something? No, but somebody that's big, that is great, that's worldwide or something like that. There's no condemnation on that to the people of in the New Testament. However, there are certain societies, certain cultures that condemn that, and even have a penalty of prison for people that do that. And so I would advise the people, not in Africa because it's approved there, where there's many more people than in the United States, not in India or China. They approve of it over those. The majority of the people of the world approve of that. And the Jews in Israel, they allow you to have four wives there. But in the United States, they don't even want you to be married at all. They have what they call, the Bible calls, the doctrine of devils. They forbid people to marry. They forbid them to do that. So what they do is have mistresses. They have mistresses and what the Bible would call probably concubines. So to avoid, they just don't get married. In Sweden, they don't get married because there's a penalty. And here in the United States, there's a penalty for being married. Because they don't, it's all right to be a homosexual. But for God's sake, don't you ever get married to a woman. It's good to be a homosexual according to this homosexual pope that's running everything in the world today. But my God, don't you ever get married to a female. Amen?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Now, they're condoning same-sex marriages. They don't even really care if a female gets married to a female. A female gets married to a female. Or a male gets married to a male. But according to the Bible, according to God, this is doctrines of devils that say that they forbid marriage. You know? So we know that this... the government that we have today is of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
It is of the devil because they condone abortion. That's first-degree murder. They condone adultery. I mean, you can go out and commit adultery all you want. There's no sin against that. But the Lord said they should be stoned to death for that, for committing adultery. Amen?
Amen.
But people are so jacked up mentally and spiritually, especially... that they just are receiving these things, and adultery is meaningless to them, and fornication is meaningless to them. But folks, realize that you're going to have to stand before the judgment bar of God. And if you've committed abortion or you've fornicated, you're going to wind up in hell, because there, in the lake of fire, there's no fornication, no adultery, no stealing, no thief shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Yes.
And, you know, even if you are lusting in your mind, the Bible states that you've committed adultery already. Amen?
Yes.
And also false accusers. Those are like the devil, you know? Devils right out of hell. And those that forbid the things that the Lord says are approved by him. Now, the reason the Apostle Paul said if a person has the desire, if a person wants, desires the office of a bishop, let him have one wife, was because he was in Rome and in Greece. And in Rome, they, as they, to this very day, they despise you even being married. Okay? Let alone having a multitude of wives or two wives. But look at your top patriarchs in the hall of faith in chapter 11, or was it 12? 11? Chapter 11 or 12?
11.
11, yeah. In the book of Hebrews states, all these people, they had many wives. They're honorable in the world, the Bible says, is not even worthy of them. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know... Then people say, well, you must be a polygamist. Prove it. The government's been trying to say that for I don't know how many years. Prove it. You know, why don't they just prove it? And even if I were, where does the condemnation come from the Lord? Find one scripture that says no polygamist shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Huh? Find it. Because an adulterer is somebody that goes and has sexual intercourse with somebody else's wife. That's an adulterer. Amen?
Yeah.
And a fornicator is somebody that just goes out and fornicates with women, or a whoremonger, and they don't support them. They don't keep them as a wife or a concubine. Right? That's what that is. But people just condemn things that the Antichrist, the devil, condemns. But you'll see in the Bible that it says this is doctrines of devils, the forbidding to marry. Now, but I suggest, you know, like it says in Israel, only a person can have four wives if they're able to support them all. Now, most of these guys today can't even afford to buy their girlfriend a cheeseburger. Right? You have to go Dutch, right? So I can't afford it today. Oh, well, these women are so hungry that they'll take a freeloader out. Freeloader Freddy. I'm going out tonight with Freeloader Freddy. Freddy the Freeloader. Okay? Or a cheeseburger. You were out there in the world, some of you sisters, before. Isn't that true, Sharon?
Yes, it's true.
Miriam?
Amen.
Amen. Who else knows about things like that? Do you want to support your husband, or do you want a husband to support you? Huh? Well, that's what the stick is out there. This guy is staying at home changing diapers while their wives are over, they've got everything turned around. A man isn't supposed to be taking care of babies. Amen?
Amen.
A man is supposed to go out and earn the living and support his wife and children, and if he doesn't, he's worse than an infidel. He's not supposed to be home as like a homosexual and be changing people's diapers, young people's diapers, right? Amen? They got everything so twisted around now. That's why the Lord said insanity, lunacy. People would be mad. That means insane in these last days. Everything is turned around that is the exact opposite of the Lord. It's not the Lord's culture. It's the devil's culture on this earth today. And God has put us here to change all that, to bring about the kingdom of heaven on earth. There isn't another preacher on the face of this earth that is preaching what I'm preaching here right now. That doesn't mean because I'm preaching what the Bible says that I'm one of them. It also says that you can be celibate. Amen? If the Lord, or you can become a eunuch. A eunuch. Okay? I don't want to be a eunuch and I don't want to be a nudnik. Right? And maybe I don't want to be a polygamist. I've always been monogamous all my life. Okay? Maybe I don't. And maybe I do. Guess. Keep guessing. Okay? Uncle Brezhnev. We don't no longer have Uncle Sam. It's Uncle Brezhnev. Or Gorbachev. I know how to say Gorbachev. But I just mock it saying Mr. Gorbachev of Russia. Okay? So, everybody's just astounded at hearing the truth. From whence cometh all these truthful words? I'll tell you where they come from. It comes right from the Bible. Amen? Go to the 12th chapter, the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews a minute. The Hall of Faith. These are people that had faith. And let's just look at all the polygamists there. You know, they're even trying to make a law now because these presidents and kings, they all have all kinds of mistresses. You know, they do. And vice presidents and governors and all that. Who are you kidding? You're not kidding anybody. You know? And Clinton had all kinds of children, black boys. There's a black boy, they had a picture of him in a magazine, and Clinton will not support him. He's a fornicator. He's not a polygamist. He figured it would be shame to admit that he had a black son. You know? He figured he wouldn't be able to make it as president. Otherwise, why did he hide it? Amen?
Amen.
Well, you think I'm crazy for mentioning this? Somebody has to speak up. Amen?
Amen.
All right? Now, I know that Pat Robertson is a polygamist. He was reading my tract right on his television program and says, it's in the Bible. God said to through Nathan, the prophet, to David, I gave you the wives of Saul. I, God, gave you the wives of Saul. And I gave you the daughters of Israel. And I gave you the daughters of Judah. And if that weren't enough, I would have given you as many more as you would have asked. Why did you have to go and commit adultery with this man that just had only one wife? Why did you have to take her? And so he started reading off the condemnation that was going to happen from that. He could have had as many wives as he wanted. God said, I'll give them to you. So I guess it's not a sin. Do you think so?
No.
But the Antichrist thinks it is. The devil thinks it is. He doesn't want people to keep the commandments of be fruitful and multiply. Amen?
Yeah.
He wants you to be a faggot. Or a dyke. Right?
Right.
A bull dyke. As you see women going that course, if they can't have sex right now with a man, well, they'll have sex with a pig, a goat, a woman. Hey, you're scratching your head? I'm telling you the truth. All you got to do is just look around in the newspapers and everything. Amen? Don't scratch your head at something or try to be a hypocrite yourself. All right? It's the truth. It's factual. But not everything is satisfactual. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, read some of these guys.
Start at the top.
Yeah.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of...
Yeah, you have faith. Now, you have to have faith. You have to equip yourself with the whole Word of God. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, if God tells you to be a polygamist, I would not care what the Antichrist said. You know, I wouldn't. I would be one. If God told me to. That would be the only condition, because who would need a bunch of nagging wives? Amen?
Amen.
Or trouble-making wives. I mean, that'd be, you know, that would be a cross that would be too heavy for anyone to carry, except unless it were ordained of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It would really have to be highly ordained from the Lord. So faith is the substance. You have to have faith in the Word of God. Now, faith means that you'll either receive it or you'll reject it. And if you reject any of the Word of God, you're rejecting Christ, because Christ is the Word. And you're rejecting God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now, I had no intentions of making this a situation, but I hate the devil, and I hate him. I hate doctrines of devils. I believe everyone should be monogamous. I mean, just have one wife. Unless God tells you otherwise. Amen?
Amen?
And I know that there are cases when the Lord does say that. I know that. Okay, because it's biblical. All right? And so if you don't like it, if you don't like the Word of God, you're not of the Lord anyway. What do you do for the Lord? Anyone that would condemn anything that God says is okay isn't of the Lord anyway. And so what they say doesn't matter. According to God, they're chaff that's going to be burnt. They're goats, not sheep. They're chaff, not wheat. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so go some more.
Yeah,
I even wrote a tract on it. I called it The Polygamists. And I distributed them all over the country. Even the Mormon women went crazy. You know, they wanted to talk to me on the radio and everything. I don't want to talk to them. Right? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay, then what? And I brought up so many scriptures in there. Any decent person would never be able to refute what I wrote in that regard. All right, go ahead.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report.
The elders are called all the polygamists. Almost every single one of them are polygamists. The elders, they all received a good report. A bueno. A bueno report, though. Okay, go ahead. What else?
Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Yeah, anything that you see was not made by things that everything that was that you see was made by something you can't see. Amen?
Amen.
So you're just, you know, you could disappear like a spirit. And as far as that goes, that's all. You're made up of a bunch of molecules and atoms and protons and neutrons. Take all those away and you're not here anymore. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, mm-hmm. by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him.
Yeah, do you think if you doubt any of God's word that that's faith?
No.
Or that you're going to please God by doubting what he says?
No.
No.
Okay, then what?
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yeah, and when you diligently see the word, seek the word, then you'll know to be as sure as I am about the word. Amen?
Amen.
I'm positive of what I'm saying. It isn't that I believe, I know. Okay? Not only do I believe, I know the truth.
Amen.
I know the Lord, and I know his word. He is the Lord. Okay? And if God would send my soul to hell for preaching something like this that's absolutely entrenched in the Bible, he wouldn't be God. He'd say, you're going to hell for preaching about these things. I'd say, no, I'm not. I'm walking right in.
Amen.
Okay, because that's how positive I am. He can't go back on his word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
Mm-hmm.
By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Okay, they say God is love. God destroyed the world with water, everybody in it. Okay, what's this? They call this out in the tsunami. That was the biggest tsunami that ever happened so far. Amen.
Amen.
You wouldn't want to be part of that tsunami, or any tsunami, I'm sure. Okay, but these people got their tsunami because there's 70% of them are Buddhists and the other 30 are Muslims. And God doesn't like that. The real God doesn't like that. People worshiping Buddha and Muhammad or any other false person or God, any false God. Okay, you're supposed to, and you must only worship the Lord thy God and him only shall you serve. Okay, what else?
Verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called...
Abraham, a polygamist. He had many wives. Amen?
Amen.
Had many sons. Abraham, the father of faith, had many sons. And he had daughters too. Then what?
By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob.
And Jacob, a polygamist, a bigamist. He had two wives. Amen?
Amen.
Remember what their names were? Leah and...
Rachel.
And Rachel, yeah. Okay, there you go. Then what?
With Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which had foundations, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 12, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude.
You know, Jesus is a polygamist. It takes many members to make up his bride. Amen?
Amen.
Anyone that's going into heaven has to be one of a member of the bride. They're all, millions of people are married to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
I would say he's a polygamist.
What?
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? And, you know, and then as far as that goes, too, if you really want to get down to some truth, and this will really highly offend you, the God himself impregnated Mary when she was around 12 or 13 years old. So he would be considered today by Satan's laws a child molester. Amen?
Yeah.
A pedophile person. Amen?
Yeah.
When a woman becomes of age to be married, that's when she reaches puberty. She starts having the cycle every month. That's because she's ready to have babies. And the Lord says, let the women marry young so that they can have many babies. That's when they're the strongest to have babies. It's when they're 11, 12, 13, whenever they start their periods. Hey, I'm not saying anything that anybody doesn't know, am I? Okay. Okay, well, this is, and if you look in Webster's Dictionary, and you'll see that it says the same thing. It says that when you reach puberty, and puberty, it says, is in the African countries, over in Israel, over the hotter countries, it comes when the women are like 10 or 11 years old, and they call them women. Amen?
Yeah.
Not kids. So he impregnated her, and she had Jesus when she was around probably 13 or 14 years old. That's history. God is a child molester and a polygamist, huh? According to the world standards. That's why the Lord says, love not the world. Amen?
Amen.
Because they all jacked up. Amen?
Amen.
They all jacked up. We only have one rule of what's right and wrong, and that's the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
So you go by the Bible, we'll put you in jail even if you have a piece of Bible in school. That's how jacked up they are. Because they don't want you knowing these things. Amen? That's why all these girls are having babies. These little teeny boppers, that they're going into the abortion parlors and having... First of all, they're committing fornication because they're not married. Number two, they're committing first-degree murder because they're not married. If they were married and they got married to somebody that could support them, they could have their children, and nobody would think an evil thing of them because it's biblical. Amen?
Yeah.
And somebody has to say it, and the Lord gave me the literature entitled Legally Married at 12. I wrote that. And I showed it, I wrote it in prison. I showed it to people in there, and they said, that's right. It's right. I said, then why do you kill people when they are out there and they're marrying somebody at 12 years old? Say, do you know if you say that in court that that you'd get hung here in the United States for something like that? They'd put you in prison for 100 years if you say something like that. Because they have doctrines of devils, but I'm talking about the Holy Spirit said these things. The Holy Spirit. This is God speaking, all right? And may God send my soul to hell if I'm lying to you, all right? I know that you people out there in the world are too lazy to read the Bible, even if it means losing your own soul. But you can request a polygamy tract, and I'll send one to you. And I've listed hundreds of different scriptures to back up what I'm saying. And if you can find one scripture in the Bible that says that a man's soul will go to hell for being a polygamist, I'll eat the Bible without salt, pepper, ketchup, or pick-a-pepper sauce. Okay? All right, then what? You will not find that. All you like to do is polyparrot and believe what the devil himself, the Antichrist, says. But as for me in my house, I'll preach the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And what difference does it make? It meets a lot of difference to them. Why are they so against it? Amen?
Yeah.
Why are they so against the Bible? Because it makes a great difference in people's lives. What it does is it brings about the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And that's why you see so many girls have being prostitutes. They're just going out with any kind of a guy. They know that the people that they're having sex with in school can't support them. And they condemn any older man wanting to marry them. Like Joseph was about 90 years old when he married Mary, and she was around 12. Why? Well, he's a rich man. He could take care of her and the children. He had other wives, too. This is history. Well, he's a dirty old man, God is, because he impregnated that girl when she was 11, 12 years old. God is a dirty old man, and the devil is just wonderful, right? You cotton pickers, you. You scumbags that would think such a thing as that. What is a decent and moral and just and wonderful is what God says, not what these damnable devils say in this world today. All right?
Yeah.
Believe it. Receive it. Your minds have been dirtied. Let me brainwash them. Let me wash your brains for you with the Word of God. The Bible says that your brains, your soul, your spirit will be washed, purged with the Word of God. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, then what?
Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
They had faith. They believed what God said. And what I'm telling you is what God said. If you don't believe what I'm saying, well, then you don't have faith. And by faith, you're saved, and by doubt, you're damned. All right?
Yeah.
You don't like me? I don't like you either, okay? This is a two-way street. Okay, you're not the only one that doesn't like. God doesn't like. Jesus doesn't like. I don't like. Okay? So I don't care, you know, if you want to choose to believe God, fine. If you don't, that's not fine in my books. You're not anything in my books. Okay, then what, or in God's book. Then what else?
For they say such things that declare plainly that they seek a country.
Yeah, we're seeking another country. We're not seeking to be in this world forever. We're going to go to where there's another kingdom, a place where there's really righteousness and where God's word stands. And God wants us to make his word stand in this world. And if people are ashamed of it, I believe, you know, God, they've been accusing me of having 100 wives and that they were serenading me under my window in prison. Even the guards laughed at that. I said, you guys ever see any females, 100 of them over here serenading me under the window? And one of the guards said, I did. I said, yeah, well, how did they get here on the compound? They all just started laughing. They didn't get on that compound. Why would they serenade me to sleep at nighttime? These liars say just any kind of thing. So what are you going to do, huh? Go down to the Jewish deli. Go down to Jerry's in L.A. and have yourself a corned beef sandwich. Okay, what else?
Verse 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Verse 16. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God.
Right. Like, if you're ashamed of the Word of God here, that means you're ashamed of Jesus, because Jesus is the Word of God. Then he's going to be ashamed of you before God and his holy angels. Amen?
Yeah.
At the judgment bar of God. And you're going to be cast out. I'm just warning you. All right? Then what?
For he hath prepared for them a city. Verse 17. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered
Abraham,
up...
Abraham, a polygamist again, I'm saying it. Then what else?
Offered up his only begotten son. Verse 18. Of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 19. Accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Verse 20. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come.
Jacob and Esau, both polygamous. Esau was not a man of God. God said he hated him. But Jacob he loved, okay? And Jacob had a couple of wives, amen?
Amen.
And Jacob had, you know how many sons he had? 12. The 12 tribes of Israel. The Israel is composed of out of a polygamous marriage. And one of the tribes was Judah. And Jesus comes from a polygamous marriage. Amen?
Amen.
From the tribe. He's the lion from the tribe of the polygamous marriage of Jacob, which is the tribe of Judah. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, I guess Jesus is bad too, huh? No, you weasel, you're bad. Okay? You're evil. All right? Okay, these are points that I made in my literature. Then what else?
Verse 21. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. Verse 22. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones.
All these children from polygamous marriages. And not only was it those children from Leah and Rachel, but it was from their maids too, handmaids. Amen?
Amen.
So there's four wives that Jacob had. And all these people came from that polygamous marriage. And Jesus came from it. And the whole lineage of Jesus came from it. Okay? Hello? See if other preachers will preach this. You know good and well they haven't got a gut in or on or on their body. Okay? They haven't. It takes, they say it takes guts to preach the Word of God. It's not guts. It takes the fear of the Lord. Okay? That isn't guts. Those that fear the Lord will do it. Those that won't, won't. Okay? I hate the devil, and I hate this demonic regime in this world today. I hate it. I've hated it ever since I've been saved. I hated it before I was saved. How do you like that one? I was outspoken back then, too. Okay? And God, I guess maybe that's why one of the reasons why he chose me. Because I don't let him back me down. And all these phonies, these politicians and everything, and just about the general run of everybody out there is committing fornication with as many people. What they do is they get married and then they divorce them. They get married and divorce them. The weasels, the creeps, will not support them. Now, what's wrong with being a polygamist if you had several wives and you supported all of them and the children? Okay? No, they say it's better to just divorce them and throw them out on the street to where they become prostitutes. You dirty, filthy, stinking people. Repent or perish. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid.
Moses, a polygamist. We know of at least 3 wives that he had. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? Moses. Was he a righteous man? The Lord said so.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? And what about you who is condemning the Word of God? How righteous are you, weasel? Okay, then what?
And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Verse 24. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
See, this is the hall of faith, all these people. By faith, they're saved. Then what?
Verse 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Verse 28. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. Verse 30. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. Verse 31. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace.
You know, when a harlot repents, they're saved, and they're just as clean as and white as snow. Their sins, as be though they be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. Amen. Okay, so a common harlot shall enter the kingdom of heaven before a self-righteous person that really thinks that they're of the Lord, and they're not. They don't receive anything hardly that he says. If you even reject anything the Lord says, that's horrible sin. That's the same as like a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, because you're denying the Spirit of God, the Word of God. Okay? And some people look at me sadly, but I look at you sadly, because you don't receive the Word of God, and I do. And I'm saved, and I'm going to heaven. The Lord told me so. When I asked him to comfort me in prison, when it got to almost unbearable, he says, "You're saved." I praised the Lord, and then that still didn't fill me up, and I said, "What else, Lord? Give me something else." He said, "You're going to heaven." Hallelujah. That did it. I said, "That's enough, Lord. That's enough. I'm saved and I'm going to heaven." Okay? Because I wondered, what am I doing in jail here in prison? You know, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? Tell me, Lord. Comfort me. You know, tell me, am I still saved? You're saved. What else? You're going to heaven. That's all I need. Amen?
Amen.
I can feel his hand in mine. That's all I need to know. Okay? That's all I need to know. That comforts me more than anything in this whole world. Nothing in this world comforts me. The Lord comforts me. Amen?
Amen.
He'll comfort you if you receive his word. But if you don't, you're always going to be tormented. You're always going to not have control of your life. Control of your spirit. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon.
Gideon, how many sons did he have? 70 sons. Amen?
No.
Doesn't even mention his daughters. A polygamist. He's honored here very highly by God. Amen?
Yeah.
Then what?
And of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah.
Samson. This guy went into obediently to these women in Philistia. Amen?
Amen.
Hosea, was he wrong for getting married to two hookers when the Lord told him to?
No.
Try to get married to two hookers and think you're going to get by with that, though. Forget about that. Because this is not the Old Testament anymore, Governor. And the Lord doesn't want you to be united with prostitutes. It says so. Amen?
Amen.
Said anyone that unites themselves with a prostitute is uniting Christ to that prostitute. And that's horrible sin. Then what else?
Of David also.
David. Wait, man, was David a polygamist?
Yes.
Yeah, he had so many wives, unbelievable. He had the wives of Saul. And they're even the daughters of Saul. And he even had the daughters of Judah and the daughters of Israel. And if you would have wanted more, all you would have had to do, God said, is ask. Huh? Here he is in the hall of faith. Okay? Now who are you going to believe? The word here or Satan? You believe in Satan and you're going to go where Satan's going. Pal. Or daughter. Alright? That's where you're going. Okay, you better believe the Lord, because there's no reward for disbelieving him. All right, then what?
And Samuel, and of the prophets.
Samuel!
His dad had two wives. Amen?
Amen.
Probably Samuel did too. I haven't studied about how many wives he had yet, but probably did. Then what else?
Verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Verse 34. Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Verse 35. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance.
Praise the Lord. Dead what?
That they might obtain a better resurrection.
You better believe it. If you don't believe this word, you're not going to be resurrected into the kingdom of heaven. You're going straight to hell and into the lake of fire. You know, when your lights get put out, when you're dead, judgment is immediately. You say, how's that? Because when you are dead, you don't know that you're dead sometimes. And the minute you open your eyes, it'll be judgment. It'll just seem like a second from then. Amen?
Amen.
So you close your eyes in death, and then all of a sudden you just open them up, and you're right there at the judgment bar of God. It happens like in a split second. You may have been dead in the ground for thousands of years, but still, it'll only seem like a second to you. All them people that died in the flood... All them people that died in the flood, bud. And all you hipsters, do you dig? Okay, then what?
Verse 36. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Verse 37. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Verse 38, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered.
See, these people, the world was not worthy of these people, these polygamists. And there were so many more. Do you remember reading that the guy had all these 30 sons and they all rode on donkeys? Remember that? We just did it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Then another one had how many? 50, something like that, 50 sons, just one after the other, polygamists in the Bible that were used by the Lord. And, Gideon's sons were 70 of them. And that one son slaughtered 69 of them. And I said, well, that should teach you. That wasn't of the Lord. To slaughter those kids, that the man that did that was highly punished, severely punished. Okay, then what?
They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Verse 39. And these all having obtained a good report through
faith. See, this
faith,
is a good report. David received a good report in Solomon. Amen.
Amen.
And Abraham and Moses. Yes, they all got a good report, amen? Solomon went astray at the last. That's why I don't believe he's mentioned here. He started following these ungodly women. Okay, then what?
And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Verse 40, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
Okay, now let's continue on with Judges. The 16th chapter. Where were we?
Verse 6.
Okay.
And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Verse 7. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with seven green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Verse 8. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her seven green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Verse 9. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. and he break the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire. So his strength was not known. Verse 10. And Delilah said unto Samson, Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound.